You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Hey, good morning, David. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
Very good.
Well, good. Are you in a rush today, or are you...
Nope.
Okay, you're doing good. Okay. Well, let's take a quick look at today's market. Let's see here. We've, you know, yesterday in our nightly report and in our messaging, we noted that although the turning point calendar did not update, that the market was indeed at a critical juncture on the upside again, after having broke through the 942 level that was important in relation to our forecast top for June 16th. So the market was able to move up a number of days from there. That put yesterday at a critical juncture. We put that in our report and in the messenger. And today's session has reacted somewhat on the downside. And I believe that although the market is due now, again, for a second potential multi-day reaction to the downside, how the session handles this particular decline will be very important for telling us a lot about where the market is internally, whether it is strong or weak with regard to the current ongoing uptrend. And, of course, we are ending the month of July, which originally was forecast several months back as the next forecast monthly top, plus or minus a month. So the fact that we are where we are is very important right now with regard to this pullback that we're talking about now, a multi-day sideways to lower decline, which will give us a lot of information, and we can use that to better judge where we are in the market at this time. I did listen a few minutes ago, and I noticed that you were talking about potentially the market, you know, a pullback for you going back to the 850 or so level, something like that, you said?
Yeah.
Which is significantly lower than where we are now. That's a full 100 points from here. And that type of decline obviously would be bigger in scale than a daily decline. It would be more like a monthly or multi-week decline. So that type of movement would tie in with a monthly top, which is what, again, we were looking for. And we'll see. Let's let them show us a few days of sideways to lower here, and we'll be able to put something together. For today, just in general, and this has been for this week entirely so far, and some of last week, the market has shown very, very quiet intraday behavior, which is not unusual during summertime. You know, very quiet midsummer type of movement. And this is a good time to have a fishing pole and a small boat and a nice little lake near your house, you know.
Yeah.
And you can just relax and take the time off because, you know, they've declined today. They've actually reached an important level in our work, which is 967. We messaged this morning that that's the minimum natural downside target for today. And they finally did get down here and test that number. But they're just 2 points above that now. They're very, very quiet with regard to how they're treating that. So this may just be another day that there's going to be, as there usually is, a decent move at the start of the day and at the end of the day. But this type of quiet behavior means that if you're going to get into the market, you're probably going to be in it for a number of potentially hours before any important targets are reached off of that level that you're buying or selling against. So just keep that in mind, and just remember that there's no real need to be in the market unless it's, you know, giving you a real good opportunity to make some money and to do it with some practical considerations, which is, for some people, how much time they have to hold on to a position and watch the market. So
that's
the so the 67 level for today is important on the downside. We're testing that now, and there's a possibility that we'll see a bounce off this. We may take a trade off of this ourselves. Our system may jump in, but right now, with volatility this low, the odds kind of favor us staying on the sidelines here. And I would be surprised to see if we were to take any position here at this point. We do have a resting buy order right now in the market, just in case we get any further sort of fast move down, not fast, but not in this market, but if we do get a move down to anywhere towards 964 or 963, we have a resting buy order there right now, and that will stay for just a little bit longer. I doubt that's going to be reached. I think the market's going to react or continue to react off the 67 level. Today's low so far, I think, has been 66, and the market is just slightly off those levels now at 69.25. So really for the S&P, that's all I have right now. I don't know if you're looking at it or how you're thinking about the market today. I wouldn't mind hearing if you don't mind, because I don't think I heard you mention it before, what your outlook is. And I'd be interested to hear it if you have one.
No, just kind of watching it go by. You know, there's just not a lot to get worked up over.
No, there isn't.
It may go higher. It may go lower today.
Yeah.
And it may roll sideways.
We could just get ourselves a psychiatrist and just sit in front of them and let them tell us how it really is. But let's see. So, putting the S&P aside, we'll switch over real quick to soybeans here, and I won't take too much of the time up today. Today's soybean market, we had a couple of attempts on the short side that got stopped out at break even. The market is now testing a relatively important level at 932. We may be shorting against this a little bit later today, the 932, the 933 level in November soybeans. So if people are interested, they might want to watch that. I can't tell you for sure that the product will do that, but that's what we're that's a possibility for some reaction on the downside here. And really right now, I think that is all we have, just because the market is what it is today. It's very quiet. And I want people to know and remember that during the summertime, the market does get quiet. We're very inching in on midsummer here, so we're right in the dead center of summer. So this may not be a bad time to take a break from the markets, or at least you don't have to watch every minute to make sure that it's not doing something fast and furious, because the odds favor that the market's going to be quiet for a while until we get back to some ordinary volatility, not even big volatility, but ordinary volatility. And in the meantime, if the market reaches a critical level, something that you think as a trader, you meaning any of your listeners, is important, one of the nice things about a quiet market is that the chances of your being hurt badly by a fast move are dramatically reduced. The chances of your making money by a fast move are dramatically reduced. But the risk being much lower allows you to try to buy at or near some critical levels, and you have some time to let the market work its way around that level and maybe reverse for you and give you some gain, as opposed to trading in a really volatile session like, say, after a key announcement like a Fed interest rate announcement or something like that, which can be very dangerous to do unless you're very skilled in the markets. And I think that's about it. And Duane, I did want to mention to you, I was going to email to you that both myself and my programmer wanted to chat with you at some point, if you have a few minutes.
Sure.
You know, after the show, if you wanted to call up either on this phone or on our phones, anytime. You know, we wanted to chat with you about something. We hope that if you have a few minutes, you can do that.
Oh yeah, I'd be happy to. I've got a few things to do. In
sure.
Fact,
well, at your convenience.
Well, that's what I'm saying is these are. I can do. I got.
What?
I got to go outside and water in this heat.
Yes.
And
good
so
idea.
To take my mind off the heat, maybe I'll put my little headset on my iPhone and maybe I'll call you.
Okay, that sounds good. Are you watering grass or are you watering plants?
Plants,
okay.
Trees.
Okay.
And they need to be deeply watered, and you know, mm-hmm. it's an area of town where it's not really a good place to be at night. And trying to get up early in the morning, somehow I seem to be failing to do that. So I know that the middle of the day is not the best time of day to be watering stuff, but it's better than no water at all.
Do you use? I mean, the only reason I'm asking about this is because I recently went through this on the house that I'm living in now, where we installed drip systems with timers and all kinds of nice things, an electronic timer box that manages all of them, and it's really very, very effective. You can totally manage the amount of water that each one of these trees or plants or shrubs or bushes get, and it just works beautifully. You don't have to go out and do it at all, and it's a great convenience. Have you heard about it?
Yeah, I've got that on my house.
Okay.
This is a property that I'm actually selling.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to keep everything alive.
Yeah, until it sells.
Yeah.
Okay. They can buy their own drip system, right, Dwayne? If they want that convenience, they can go out and get one.
It actually had an it had that whole deal, but it was put in like 50 years ago, and so when I tried to have it fixed, the guy started digging, and he goes, this is like prehistoric. He goes,
yeah,
you don't fix this, you put in a new one. And I was like, you know, I don't really want to put in a new one. And at the time, I had a large contingency of community service people who had nothing better to do and were very happy to just stand there with a garden hose all day long and water
trees. It's actually very pleasant to do that. It's a very nice thing to water. It feels good to do it. There's something very nice about doing it, but on a repeated basis, it really works. And one thing I've noticed...
You know what? And I actually, in the past, have really enjoyed it because I go down and whether it's my iPod or my iPhone, I've got, you know, some nice podcasts on there or whatever it is I want to listen to. And you're right. It's a very pleasant time, you know, kind of like getting your hands in the earth, you know, et cetera, blah, 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 being an organic individual, watering. But you know what? When it's 113 degrees outside, it's just insane.
Oh, yeah. No, I forgot the temperatures that we've had recently, but up at 109, 111, and you guys have been 3 or 4 degrees or more higher than that. And it's the kind of heat that really literally kills people. So, you don't want to be standing out in that heat. One other thing I was going to mention is that any time any piece of equipment at my house was installed prior to the breakup of the Beatles, it's usually time to replace that equipment. That's just sort of a general rule that I use. I just, you know, figure out when the Beatles broke up, if the equipment was installed before then, I immediately replace it. Just a little humor there, Dwayne, for the morning.
<good.
laughs> Kind of a basic way to understand where, you know, when something's worn out. Your guy was saying your stuff was prehistoric and all that. I really enjoy, aside from just watering, you know, standing there and watering, it's really a lot of fun to set up the whole watering system so that everything gets exactly what it needs every day. And I really enjoy doing that, too, and having that set up. And I have a number of different drip systems around the house that allowed me to put up potted plants that are hanging outside the house, and each one of those gets water as well. And
wow.
Even in the scorching heat, you can actually have really nice green and colorful flowers and things growing, which get watered every day in a really nice fashion. So, you know, I'm sure you're doing, like you say, you're doing that at your old house, and this is a property that you're trying to, I guess, are you selling now? Is that what you're doing?
This property that I have, the one I've got to go water at, yeah, I've got that property on the market.
Okay. And that's in Phoenix or Mesa?
That's
or where?
In Phoenix.
Okay.
In the heart of beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona.
Do you want to let your listeners know the address so in case any of them wants to buy it and say, I live in a house that Dwayne used?
It's not a house. It's an old historic church.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Built in the original sanctuary was built in 1908 before Arizona became a state.
Wow, how long have you owned that?
Since September the 11th of 2002.
Wow, okay. That is interesting.
And it's it's incredibly unique and beautiful and historic and, it's pretty awesome. But,
wow.
But, you know, that was for a season, and that season has passed, and now I have other things in front of me that God wants me to do, and I've got to go do them, but I just got to I got to take care of this first. And, you know, not the greatest market to be selling property. And I've looked at some options of, you know, well, what could I do to just, you know, let this whole downturn pass and...
Hold on to the church and let things
pick up. You know, maintenance and upkeep on a place that big, that large, you know, with that, you know, it's on it's almost an acre of land in downtown, and you know, it's the upkeep's a lot. It's expensive. So I would, you know, rather sell it, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, no, that's good.
In the meantime, I just keep watering.
Yeah, okay, just keep on watering. The old saying, keep on trucking, you know, yours is just keep on watering.
Yep.
Well, listen, let's, you know, again, today's session is very, very narrow inside range, and we've tested this 967 level. They're trying to move higher. The remainder of the week will be important. This is obviously a very important week with the market at a critical juncture on the upside. I think one of your earlier guests had mentioned that he believes as well that we are at a critical spot right now that we need a reaction, and I'm a believer in that as well. Even if we do spike to a slight new high, if they were able to do that, I don't believe that we're going to get any substantial new closing highs until we get a better reaction, even though we are very much inside an ongoing compressed uptrend. And this is the type of move that trend followers, people who are skilled in holding on to positions through pullbacks and holding on for higher highs and, you know, holding for the big trend, this is their type of move. You don't see it every day in the S&P, but this is that type of market movement where hundreds of points can be gained. I am not skilled psychologically enough to hold on to positions. I'm not trained in that area. I have not trained myself or been trained to hold on to positions to this extent. And the people that are able to do that, the trend followers, who, by the way, are generally the people who make the most money in the markets, even though it's the most difficult way psychologically to trade, I believe, are, you know, this is their type of move. This is the market kind of almost like a lazy Susan, a thing that spins around. It services every type of investor. It gives everybody a chance to make money under it shows a given set of conditions to everybody over a period of time. And so the trend follower is going to find something, you know, he's going to have his day in the market, like you said, the season for you. You know, the choppy trend, you know, trendless traders, the people that are buying and selling highs and lows, they're going to find their day. And all the different types of trading approaches, a way of saying this is that, you know, all types of investors get serviced in the market. They all have their shot at their style of trading. And you have, that's why you have to understand what it is that you're looking for in the market in order to do well with that type of market. And generally speaking, the S&P is not a good trend followers market. It has very, very big reactions and has a lot of movements that could really scare people out of moves. But this particular move in general from the July 7th or July 8th low, that has been a extremely compressed uptrend. And no matter what anybody thinks, right now, as far as the market looks at this moment, we're well inside that uptrend in spite of any reaction that we might need on the downside and all these things that we're talking about. We're very, very much well inside that uptrend for the time being. I do believe that we are going to have difficulty doing much higher or closing higher before we have a multi-day reaction here. And the downside of that reaction will give us a lot of information about the internal nature of the market right now. And so with having said that, let's wait for the remainder of the week. If you get a chance today or tomorrow or whenever you're convenient, give us a call. I'd like to chat with you a little bit. And
sure. I will call you probably a couple hours from now.
Okay, that's fair enough. And I will look forward, aside from that, as always, I love to be on the show, even on a quiet day like this, Dwayne. I mean, look at us. We're talking about sprinkler drip systems because that's the kind of market we're in, and we're giving your people what they're asking for. If they want to get on here and listen to people chat on a quiet day, you know, we're going to tell them about drip systems.
This is front porch lemonade fly swatting weather.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's the dead center of summertime. You know, in Tennessee, the humidity has to be 100%. And there's some mathematical formula I was telling somebody in the office here the other day that relates the humidity to the size and weirdness of the bugs that you see flying around in that humidity. When you get past a certain number of those bugs, you don't have to go to outer space to see, you know, alien creatures, man. Just go to somewhere where the humidity is over 80%.
Oh, that's good. All right, David. Thanks so much.
All right, sir. I'll talk with you soon. I'll talk with you tomorrow.
You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.